KSL, KSL at night.
Welcome back to KSL at night. This is Taylor Morgan here with Greg Skordis. Greg, on Tuesday, there, as we all know, there was a tragic incident in Baltimore. The Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed early Tuesday after it was struck by a very large container ship that had lost power. We know that as of today, Wednesday, March 27th, we're recording this a little bit earlier in the afternoon, Greg, so this could change by the time the show airs this evening. But as of right now, we know that six individuals are still missing. Recovery efforts are underway there in Baltimore. Certainly a tragedy. Watching the footage of the bridge collapse online.
Oh, yeah.
Just unbelievable. I've never seen anything quite like that, Greg.
And I didn't realize this until we had a guest on last night, Taylor, but this bridge actually is a huge artery between two areas across this river. And apparently, with the bridge being gone, it will take an additional hour for some people to get to these two various venues. And it's highly used by, and apparently it's
And it's also, not like traffic in Baltimore
right,
is like, isn't already terrible.
Right. So, I mean, what a mess. And, you know, the captain of the ship had the wherewithal to say, Mayday, called a Mayday out. The police did everything they could to evacuate the bridge. And it's 1:30 in the morning. I mean, it's not rush hour, which would have been devastating. But, I mean, any death is obviously devastating. But the authorities there were able to minimize the loss as much as possible. But boy, when that ship hit the post that's holding the bridge up, apparently the bridge has an area that you can clear. A large ship can go underneath it. But you've got to have your power. You've got to be able to navigate through that area. When you lose power, you start going sideways and you hit one of the piers that's holding the bridge up. Boy, you're in deep trouble.
Yeah, certainly tragic. Obviously, we wish the best for the families and loved ones of all the victims. Now, Greg, this accident and those essentially responsible, those employed at the Port of Baltimore, those involved with, Baltimore Public Service, all of this has kicked off a little bit of a political conversation, Greg, about the response, about the qualifications of public employees involved at the Port of Baltimore.
Which is perfectly understandable.
Yeah.
You've got to look at this and say, what happened and why?
I think that's fair. I think that, listen, sometimes policy isn't always the answer. Sometimes we can overanalyze and overrespond with public policies. At the same time, we should be looking closely at accidents and everything and seeing if there are things that we can do to mitigate, to minimize and prevent. Where we want to go now is we want to have a conversation with Utah's own Utah Representative Phil Lyman, who is from Blanding, Utah, southeastern Utah, just incredible part of the state. Phil Lyman is a Republican who is currently serving in the Utah House of Representatives. He is also currently challenging Governor Spencer Cox for the Republican nomination for governor. Representative Lyman addressed the incident in Baltimore on X, formerly Twitter, with some, I don't know how to, I don't want to categorize these, but these were interesting, controversial, perhaps, takes on what happened in Baltimore and why, connecting it to DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. We know, Greg, that DEI has been a hot topic in Utah. Utah legislature.
It was one of the hot topics the first week of the legislature.
Governor Spencer Cox, even. Right. And the Utah legislature just passed landmark legislation in Utah doing away with DEI requirements at public institutions. So with that setup and with that background, we want to welcome Representative Phil Lyman to the show. Phil, thank you for joining us. You have definitely got a lot of attention on X with your comments, some positive, some critical, of course. But really, we want to get to the underlying issue at hand, and that is DEI and the qualifications of the public employees at the Port of Baltimore. Can you start us off there?
Right. First of all, thanks for having me come on and talk about this. There's a lot of criticism, and X is a wild, it's the Wild West out there. the post that was made, I take responsibility for my account, the Phil Lyman for Governor account, but I do have people that post. When I saw that posts go up, that's just the first thing I ask was, what's the, you know, what's the background on this? It happens that I've got a person on my staff who's from Baltimore, and he said, and that was kind of his take right off the bat. So the post, you know, was making a correlation that, you know, are we prioritizing the well-being and security of citizens, or do we prioritize diversity? And that's basically what the post said, drawing a correlation, not a causation, but a correlation between the two, and also playing off some of the other posts that were out there. We shared a post that was pointing out something similar to that, that this was a DEI. Several key people in this were, you know, their hiring was influenced by DEI.
I believe the post you're referring to was posted by the Young Conservative Federation. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Great.
Yeah.
No, that's very helpful clarification and background. Appreciate that.
So talk to us, Representative, about the, not the causation, but you used the word correlation. And I do understand what's being said here, but explain that thought, what the thought was about this DEI as it has any relation to something so catastrophic as this.
Yeah. And it's good to speak with you, Greg. It's good to hear your voice on the show. So thanks for the question. I guess the correlation is simply that they have a robust DEI program going that oversees the port, oversees the bridge. And they had a catastrophe that was either intentional or unintentional, and getting all the information that's still coming in, as you say. The question really, it is a DEI slam of saying, from my campaign standpoint, we're not proponents of DEI. We're not proponents of hiring people based on DEI or implementing DEI in Utah, at our universities, in our schools. And when those types of things influence policy, often the outcomes are not what we would have hoped. And this is a bad outcome. DEI was a high priority for this county and for the port. And that's the only correlation. So saying, well, they do have this, they had this tragedy, they had this huge mishap, and they had DEI that's firmly in place in their,
yeah,
in their port management.
I think it's really interesting because according to social media posts, and according to the Young Conservative Federation and information that they have provided to document this, just a week before this accident happened, the Port of Baltimore published a video for Women's History Month celebrating women breaking into the male-dominated field of piloting. And, of course, if you have a qualified female, they should absolutely break into the male-dominated field. And that is absolutely something to celebrate. But we shouldn't be posting those things and putting people in positions they're not qualified for, regardless of their background, their ethnicity, their religion, their gender, their sexual orientation, regardless of those things. I think perhaps if I can presume, Representative, you're talking about merit and being qualified for the position, not necessarily having the position to check the box of DEI optics. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And I see this a lot, Greg. You can feel free to disagree with me, Greg. We need to disagree more on air, I think, Greg Skordis. We probably should argue more. But I see this a lot with nonprofit organizations, particularly here in Utah in the outdoor and the environmental space.
Sure.
I see a lot of nonprofit organizations that care a lot more about these kind of
optics
among their staff and their teams and their boards, what their favorite outdoor hobby or activity is, rather than what their qualifications are for being involved leading a nonprofit. So it's not something just happens in Baltimore. I think that this is a political thing that can happen anywhere.
And Representative Lyman, we're out of time. I'm just getting waved off. Phil, if I could call you that, thank you so much for joining us.
Please.
I really appreciate your time today, your honesty and your integrity and just filling in the blanks for us.
Yeah, I really appreciate all that background and look forward to having you back soon, Representative.
Thank you so much. I'm really appreciative of the invitation. So thanks to both of you.
Yeah, great conversation, Greg. We ran out of time and I don't think we even got started.
Questions.
Yeah,
I know, certainly
something we can talk a lot more about. Coming up next, we are going to talk all about how to avoid election scams.